Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
This drug is literally killing women. We're going to be talking about it on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead. Well, the world's most popular abortion drug just happens to be owned by a group that actively and openly promotes reducing the human population. But studies now show that this abortion pill, known as mifepristone, isn't just deadly to the unborn, it's harming and killing their mothers as well. Joe Biden's FDA used the COVID crisis as an excuse to allow the Population Council's favorite population-reducing drug to be delivered by mail without a physical exam, and it's proving to be deadly. Liberty Counsel has now filed an important amicus brief before the U.S. Supreme Court in an effort to stop this mail-order abortion crisis. We're going to be talking about some of the evidence of how this is harming, not only it's deadly to children, but it's harming their mothers as well.
Absolutely. You know, when the FDA first approved the drugs in 2000, it required doctors to provide ongoing care to women that were using the drugs, including an in-person visit to screen for dangerous complications, such as an ectopic pregnancy. Because, you know, many times they say, okay, you're just going to have a lot of cramping or whatever. Well, that's the same symptoms that you would have from an ectopic pregnancy. Women won't know the difference when they take that pill. And so a doctor needs to be involved in that. Well, they've just stripped it of those requirements. And the women can get these from in the mail with no doctor around, and they can easily bleed to death.
Yeah, for 20 years, the Food and Drug Administration, FDA, only allowed women the abortifacient drug mifepristone to be dispensed after a physical exam by a doctor. And this was rushed through, by the way, in 2000. And that was during the final months of the Clinton administration. So it was rushed through originally. And even then, however, it was only able to be dispensed after a physical exam by a doctor. The FDA actually cited safety concerns, and that was the reason for requiring an in-person dispensing rule.
Yeah, but the FDA's own label, Matt, its own label for mifepristone and misoprostol says that approximately 1 in 25 women who take the drug will end up in the emergency room. 1 in 25 will end up. So they knew, it's even on their own label, they knew the tragic effects of these pills.
Well, in their heavy black type with a large font, all capitalized, on the label of mifepristone, it says this, quote, warning, serious and sometimes fatal infections or bleeding, close quote. That's on the pill box. And so originally they rushed it through, which they should never have done. They avoided the proper procedure of finding whether it's safe or not, because it's not. Had they done the proper procedure back then in 2000, they would have never approved the drug. And then they added, however, a requirement. It has to require an in-person physical exam. Why? Because of their safety concerns.
Right.
But then, notwithstanding the safety concerns, notwithstanding the evidence that developed since 2000, COVID hit. And then the FDA allowed this to be obtained through mail order. So now you don't even need a physical exam or an in-person exam. You can do this by mail order. You know, the decision costs lives, no question about it. The FDA walked back its own safety concerns, allowing women to receive this drug by mail without ever seeing or being examined by a doctor.
And you know, it's all about money. It's not about women's health, which is what the pro-abortionists try to say. This is women's health care and all that. It's not about women's health at all. It's about making them money, and they don't want to slow down the abortion process. They want to keep those abortions going.
Yeah, so the mail order part of this is now before the U.S. Supreme Court, and Liberty Counsel filed an amicus brief in this case on behalf of the National Hispanic Christian Leadership Conference and the Frederick Douglass Foundation. We cite a lot of information there. we cite some startling revelation that this pill is owned by the Population Council that goes back to 1952, which frankly, I think most people don't realize.
It's shocking when you find out and you see that most of the leadership on that council are black. And that's the whole purpose of abortion is to eliminate them.
It's founded by John D. Rockefeller III, Margaret Sanger, and others that were all eugenists. They wanted to eliminate certain populations for population control. And this is the patent holder now of this drug. So we also have information from the American Association of Pro-Life Obstetricians and Gynecologists, along with the Medical College of Wisconsin, Liberty University College of Osteopathic Medicine, and the Charlotte Lozier Institute, that recently reviewed the FDA's own adverse event reports on mifepristone from February 2019 to September 2020. And what they found is deeply alarming. In just the 18-month period the study covered, mifepristone injured or killed 3,197 women who took the abortion drug. The most common cause of death to the mother was sepsis, followed by drug toxicity, overdose, ruptured ectopic tubes, hemorrhage, and finally, suicide.
That's horrible.
More than two-thirds of the adverse events required emergency surgery to save the mother's life and future fertility after taking the drug abortion pill.
Did you say suicide?
Suicide, wow. Yeah, suicide. You have drug toxicity, overdose, ruptured ectopic tubes, hemorrhage, and suicide. Mm. So in that time frame, again, that is February 2019 to September 2020. So that is just a little over a year, year and a half or so. In that time frame, 18 months, 3,197 women had been injured or killed.
That's a lot. We just have to pray. This case goes before the high court on March 26. We have to pray the Supreme Court will require the FDA to do its job and put the health and the well-being of pregnant women and children, you know, at the forefront.
You know, all of these side effects are known with regards to mifepristone, and the FDA knows about that. Notwithstanding their knowledge of this, they approved it for mail order without even having a face-to-face with a doctor. And as I already said, the pill box has the warning of serious or sometimes fatal infections or bleeding. They know about it. But the warning box also goes on to indicate that, quote, serious and sometimes fatal infections and bleeding occur. It says further, patients with serious bacterial infection and sepsis can present without fever. In other words, the patients themselves may not know that they have a serious life-threatening infection until it's too late.
And remember, when they take these pills, they're not only around a doctor, they're probably by themselves.
So, I mean, listen to this. You can have sepsis and infection, but not have a fever with this pill. So all this sepsis and infection is ongoing inside your body, in your uterus, and you don't even know that it's happening. So that the infection, the sepsis continues. And by the time you find out something is not right, it's too late because the infection and the sepsis has gone too far.
It's tragic. The high court needs to do the right thing here.
The FDA also warns that mothers with ectopic pregnancies should not take mifepristone, as it could further cause dangerous complications. For those reasons and more, the FDA used to require in-person examination by a doctor before allowing the drug to be dispensed, but to rush it out during COVID, they allowed this to be done by mail order. Again, you know, I think the startling thing is, and again, I say this again because most people don't know, our research discovered that the Population Council actually owns the patent rights for the mifepristone. So let that sink in. This is a group founded in 1952 by
Population Control. Think about that.
Population Council. And it's still in existence.
For council, yeah.
But it was for population control.
Right.
And it was founded by John D. Rockefeller III and Margaret Sanger and others. And their original conference in 1952 to found the Population Council, they were talking about the infertility rate. And they were, frankly, happy with the infertility rate of certain minorities. And what their goal is to reduce human population. And they wanted to do it in whatever ways that they had available in 1952. Chemical ways of birth control were beginning in Europe. And so they wanted to reduce population. Now this council, by virtue of the fact that this patent right was donated to it by the French company that created this mifepristone, owns the patent rights to this abortion drug. And so they're making money, and they're using that to continue to fund more killing of children, not just here in America, but around the world. For more information, go to Liberty Counsel's website. Our brief is a must read, lc.org/life.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. The website again, lc.org.